Yeah, for a while. I remember you got that call. I remember it's been a little bit. You've had it, so I do remember. But everybody remembers your old call, you know. But it's like mine. Everybody remember mine now. You know, I even get people saying, what was your old call? So it doesn't take long. My call belongs to somebody else now. They live out by Grand Rapids in that area. And, you know, one thing, I don't know how prolific the previous owner of W8X was, but that's a, you know, that's a thing, too. W8FU was almost invisible. You know, there's almost no modern digital fingerprint for him anywhere. I've searched the internet high and low, and I found one reference to him. I mean, I couldn't, even finding his obituary was a real bear because I needed that when I applied to get the call released. And, I mean, I knew him. You know, I knew the guy. And, you know, but he had no digital footprint whatsoever. And there's like one mention of him. It like some, I don't know if it was the Finley Amateur Radio Club was doing a thing down at Voice of America out of Dayton, and he wrote a couple of paragraphs about the station at VOA, I think it was, VOA, that was it, and it was like literally the only reference I could find to him at all. It was really, really sparse. So that's good because, you know, I pretty much, you know, it's a, even though it's been held by, you know, 10 people, 8-10 people over the years since 1912, and, you know, it's literally no digital footprint of it. So that's kind of important. I know my call, WX8L, you know, my old call, that poor guy, oh, my God, there's nowhere he's going to go where I didn't pollute it and probably grab the WX8L at or the WX8L login for almost everything he's going to do related to ham radio. I feel for the guy.